After being taken to a hospital for a drug overdose, Anthony Hoover woke up in the middle of having surgeons cutting him open to harvest his organs. Hoover's sister noticed his eyes open and look around with emotion, but she was told that it was just reflexes. The staff told his family that Hoover had given permission for his organs to be donated and that he was declared to be brain dead. But according to a witness, he woke up, began thrashing around, crying, and making attempts to speak, which was ignored by doctors at first. An hour later, the doctors finally stopped because he was showing too many signs of life. Hoover is now recovering from these wounds. This is not an abnormal event. In the medical industry, there is a huge demand for living organs, which is why the term brain dead was invented.
The way it occurred was that Christian Bernard did the first heart transplant in South Africa in 1967. 3 days later, they did the second heart transplant. And you don't know where that is, but I'll tell you. It was done in Brooklyn, New York. And what they did is they cut the beating heart out of a three-day-old baby and transplanted it into an 18-day-old baby. And at the end of their surgeries, a short time after the end of their surgeries, both of those babies were dead. It was illegal. It was immoral. And so they had to do something to make it legal. And so what they did is they set up a committee at Harvard, and the committee invented brain death. The committee did not do studies on dogs or cats or rats. They didn't collect data on human beings. They just invented brain death. It doesn't get better. It keeps getting worse after that. Then a lot of people think that brain death means flat brainwaves. They're not even required to do brainwave testing. The way they did that, they studied 9 patients, and 2 of the 9 still had brainwave activity. And then they concluded no longer is it necessary to look at brainwaves, so it's not required to look for brainwave activity.
So when they're doing the transplantation on people, they say are brain dead.
They're all alive. They give paralyzing agents when they take the organs so that they don't move and they don't squirm.
Horrible.
And even if they don't move and don't squirm, when they cut on them, their heart rate goes up and their blood pressure goes up, which is the response to pain. But they can't demonstrate that they have pain.
Because they're paralyzed. They've medically paralyzed them.
Yeah.
So they can't respond by...
Right.
That's horrible.
And it gets really bad if you pay attention to it.
Apparently, we are having a human organ shortage.
The United States has a very severe organ shortage.
Every year, there's over 100,000 people waiting for organs, and there's additions on a weekly basis to that list, and fewer people coming off the list. And so we're in this constant state of crisis, trying to find organs for people in need.
The demand for young, healthy human organs is much greater than the available supply. And while we are mostly told about the life-saving aspect of organ donation, private industry is hungry for young living bodies too. Medical research personnel call these beating heart cadavers. And according to MIT Technology Review, donated bodies are powering gene-edited organ research. As more and more young people overdose on fentanyl, the human organ business gives thanks.
An unexpected silver lining to the epidemic of drug overdose deaths.
Drug overdoses are now one of the leading causes of death in organ donors, especially among young people.
Drug overdoses have spiked since the opioid epidemic started sweeping the nation. And health experts say the only silver lining has been the increase in life-saving organs for transplants.
Organ donors who have died from drug overdoses have increased by 500%.
500%, that's huge.
That's huge.
A trend they really started to notice 4 years ago. Classen said it started in New England, spread through Appalachia, then to the upper Midwest, now claiming the lives of those all across the country.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 12 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes
until the presidential election day. And we've got some updates on the early voting numbers. We got some updates on the mail-in voting numbers. Things are going just as I suspected, with now all eyes on Georgia. Georgia, it looks like Georgia is going to be the big story. And by the way, and I credit, I don't remember the name of the caller, but this is why even the InfoWars audience is so key. That story that the caller called in about, and then we broke on the show and shared it on X, is now all over the media. And everybody's picking it up and reading the same document that we read. So it's even crazier with all the eyes being on Fulton County, with all the eyes being on Georgia. And as we're starting to get the early numbers back there, it's pretty much exactly what we expected. It's basically Fulton County versus the rest of the state. And there's some other pockets of blue as well. Trump will have to win Georgia probably by like 500,000 votes, maybe more. That's basically the handicap that the Democrats are probably playing with in Georgia. But all the other returns are looking exactly as we expected. Now, we'll get into that as well as some other indications of where things might go. But clearly, the Democrats know what's coming. And they know the only way Kamala can get into office is with a steal so obvious. You basically have the poll watchers go in there with Kamala Harris shirts and hats and even ski masks just to really let you know what's up. And they know that, and the evidence is everywhere. And so now they're getting so desperate. Their rhetoric against Trump is increasing. And they're back to the he's Hitler. They're back to he's the fascist. They're back to he's an authoritarian. Forget about the assassination attempts. We're not cooling the rhetoric. We're ramping it up now. And so that's where the Democrats are at. Now, I got a bunch of clips from the White House today. Kamala Harris stepped out for a three-minute, not even a press conference. She just made a three-minute statement and then went back into hiding. Karine Jean-Pierre, Kamala Harris's interviews that she had to take a day off. As scripted as they were still a complete disaster. We got all those clips coming for you. J.D. Vance went on the Theo Von podcast and was just great. I mean, it was really just great. Wasn't even really political, which was so refreshing about it. And then we got some other local news updates in Arizona and other places, other swing states, as we are in the election process right now with the early votes. But let's, before we get into this, before we get into the weeds of the news today, and we got some geopolitical news, some other news, and I got a big guest coming up to talk about what is going on with FEMA and the Hurricane Helene relief. And by the way, I'm still getting a bunch of stories. I'm so focused on the election coverage here that we haven't even really been talking about it. FEMA, the support from the Biden administration is pretty much non-existent. It's all people on the ground. It's all private citizens donating their time, their money. So that story kind of continues. But there's a larger story behind the scenes with FEMA and the policies that we need to cover. We're going to be talking about with a special guest coming up in the next segment. But I think we need to look at something. I think we need to examine something here. And we've kind of laid out the potentials for what's going to come in the election. And I think it's important to look at one aspect now that's really developing, especially today. Again, when you have Harris and Jean-Pierre and then Joe Biden saying Trump needs to be locked up, and then Drudge Report, which isn't even Matt Drudge anymore, with Trump as Hitler on the cover. And then you got these fake stories in The Atlantic. There's another story that's being floated around where they literally want to publish a story that says Trump loves Hitler. And so far, all these news outlets have turned it down and said, we're not going that far. Someone will eventually publish it. They'll find some leftist scum willing to go there and just publish the story about how much Trump loves Hitler. And they'll say he walks around with Mein Kampf and he walks around listening to Hitler tapes and he walks around talking about how great Hitler is. Nobody's printed it yet. Somebody eventually will. But this isn't even Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge sold it all. Who knows who runs this deal now? It's not even Matt Drudge anymore, I don't believe. I think he saw how bad things were getting and just said, peace, I'm out, I'm done. Probably living on an island somewhere. In 2016, many people might not even know this. It wasn't properly reported. Many people are even new to politics since 2016. But if you look at the buildup to 2016 and then Trump's inauguration in 2017, the attacks on Trump were not nearly as bad as they are now. And they were bad, but they were not nearly as bad. The attacks on Trump in this election cycle are worse than they've ever been. So why do I talk about this? Because if Trump wins the election, things are going to be worse than 2017. At Trump's inauguration in 2017, the Democrats rioted in Washington, D.C. Now, people don't like to talk about it. People don't like to report on it. I was there. I witnessed it. We filmed it. There were multiple instances where we were just walking around D.C. and Antifa was just lobbing M-80s and fireworks into crowds of Trump supporters. Multiple times they blew up within 10 feet of me. And a lot of this footage that we have just gets lost in translation. It used to be on YouTube. They deleted it, so it's hard to even find this stuff. But there's multiple videos that we have of it was Kit Daniels just filming me, and we're just walking around like, hey, we got to document all this. And we're just walking around, and it's just, boom, firework goes off right behind my head. We're just walking around. Guy firebombs a car. They Molotov cocktail cars. They Molotov cocktail buildings. They have hammers and baseball bats and skateboards bashing people, bashing windows. And then that led to the trend of, oh, the Democrats are coming to town. We got to board up the windows. We got to board up our buildings. We got to put our cars in parking garages. That was all leftist Democrat riots. And they've been doing that for years, but it was usually over some sort of a social issue, police brutality, racism. It wasn't that they got the mobs out to riot and engage in terrorism over politics per se, not purely politics. It was always a social issue, cultural issue, a police brutality issue, like a Michael Brown situation when they burned Ferguson to the ground. So we walked around. So if that's what they did in 2017, what do you think they're going to do at Trump's inauguration in 2025? And I'm just, it's like that meme where the guy's got all the formulas going on in his head and he's just like examining all the formulas. I mean, that's like me looking at the potential election outcomes now. And now I'm looking at the outcome where the Democrats might have decided, okay, it's going to be too big to rig. The people in power decided it's going to be too big to rig. And if we do rig it or steal it, there'll be too much of a backlash. We'll expose ourselves too much. Plus, you know, Kamala Harris is pathetic. Do we really want to put Kamala in there? That could be the end of the Democrat Party. She is that bad. She is that inept. As the crew is just putting up the compilations, this is from Inauguration Day 2017. Mobs of Antifa and Democrats rioting. So again, if that's what they did in 2017, the buildup to that was like nothing compared to the buildup of this. Now Trump is even worse than he was then. So can you imagine the riots they'll engage in? Oh, believe me, they're getting ready for mass violence. But getting back to the deep state aspect, if they've decided this is too big to rig and Kamala is just too bad of a candidate to even put in there, it's just too much of embarrassment, so it's going to be Trump, then what are they thinking? Well, they're thinking they let Trump get in and then they have riots, massive riots. It'll start on the inauguration day, January 2015. They'll be worse than 2017. They'll block people from getting into his inauguration like they did in 2017. They were blocking people. They had lines like 10 deep of Antifa, and they were just blocking the entrances. And they just said, you can't go in. And they said, oh, Trump doesn't have a crowd. No, they had leftist terrorists blocking the entrances. In fact, that's what happened to me. And we were there right there in downtown D.C. And we left like, I mean, we were first thing in the morning. We were all staying at an Airbnb. And it was first thing in the morning. We all get up to go to the inauguration. And you couldn't even get anywhere near the gates because a bunch of Antifa was out there blocking the entrances. So I just ended up shooting footage. A lot of it goes viral because, you know, these people are just insane. So that's what they're going to do. And then they're going to sabotage as many things as possible before the Biden-Harris regime leaves the White House. So they're going to basically just destroy the White House. As a metaphor, they're going to destroy the White House before Trump gets there. And then when he's president, they're going to have all kinds of things planned to sabotage his administration. And it's not going to be fake Russian collusion. It's going to be all kinds of riots, false flags, wars, economy collapses, you name it. You name it. That's what we're in store for. And, you know, maybe Trump realizes that, and that's why he's like, oh, well, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, I have to be like an authoritarian day one. Because if these people aren't addressed day one, the criminals that have been running our country aren't addressed day one, then they're going to destroy everything in fits of rage. And then it's going to be Trump's fault. And then it's going to be, this is what happens when the American people decide who gets to be the president. This is what happened when an outsider gets in. So now I think they're kind of weighing that, because Trump's path to victory is still the same as it's been. And yeah, they'll probably take the blue block, as they say it, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. I mean, there's other indicators that Trump would even win Minnesota. But again, these things, the Democrats run these states. So they are not going to lose. They're not going to lose to Trump. They've won all the legal battles. But they're looking, it's looking bad in Nevada for the Democrats. And Georgia is really what it's all going to come down to. But people in Georgia aren't going to believe it if Trump loses. And now you got returns in Arizona, too. I mean, folks, Arizona and Georgia are plus 10 conservatively Republican. Conservatively plus 10. And they're going to come out and say, oh, Kamala wins Arizona and Georgia. Nobody's going to believe that. These are deep red states. Deep red. But they run all the shenanigans in Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona. They run all the shenanigans in Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows their game. But it might be too obvious, and Harris might just be too awful of a candidate. So they might just wave the white flag, let Trump in, destroy the White House before he gets there, have all these things ready to collapse the economy, start wars, start riots, blame it all on Trump, sabotage his 4 years, and then punish the American people and say, this is what you get for electing Trump. So that is now, I would say, the leading potential if I'm looking at all the different outcomes. I'd say that's now your 60% outcome versus 40% they just outright steal it and put Harris in. I'd say that's the trajectory that we're on. And it's just so imperative. It's just so imperative that the incoming administration prepares for this. I mean, the Democrats run Washington, D.C., so you could say, well, the Democrats, the D.C. police and the National Guard and everything needs to be prepared for this. No, they'll stand down like they did on January 6th. They'll want it to happen. They'll want it to happen. So then you kind of look at it from the public lens and you say, well, what are Americans going to think when the Democrats talk about the peaceful transition of power and then they riot on Inauguration Day? Most people didn't see it in 2017. Most people have no idea that the Democrats were rioting in Washington, D.C. at Trump's inauguration in 2017. The media did not cover it, and things were not as hyper-politicized even then as they are now. It'll be impossible to ignore this go-around, and with the burgeoning of the independent press and X, it'll be impossible to ignore. It'll be impossible for people not to see it. So then they'll sit here and say, oh, wow, it is the Democrats that are part of the violence. It is the Democrats that are not accepting the results of the election. And they'll go to the Capitol on January 6th and try to stop the certification of Trump's victory. Guarantee it. I guarantee it. They're already telling you they're going to do that. And how ironic. It'll be January 6th, 2005, and the Democrats will try to stop the certification of Trump's victory. So I'd say that's now your 60% odds. That's where it's going to go versus 40%. They steal Georgia and Harris wins. I'm not sure if they even want Harris at this point. She's such a disaster. She is just such a disaster. And so it might be more worth it to the deep state and the globalists to let Trump get in, punish the American people for electing him, collapse everything when he's in there. They want to collapse everything anyway. Might as well do it when he's in there. Blame it all on him. Blame it all on the American people. And then never let a disaster go to waste. So I'd say that's now the odds of what's going to happen with this election. And all this nonsense. Because, see, you got all kinds of Democrats, and they're all thinking the same thing. They don't have to communicate it with one another. They all know that they have to steal Arizona or steal Georgia. They know it. So they don't have to communicate these things. They know it. So they say, oh, well, and they tell the local media, even in Pennsylvania,
Yeah, it might take us a couple of weeks to announce the winner. It might take us a couple of weeks to tell you who wins. Oh, I wonder why that is. Because they got to find enough votes for Harris to defeat Trump. They all know it. They don't have to communicate it. They don't have to say it to one another. They all know it. What's the point of even having a voting machine if you can't tabulate the votes the day of the election? What's the point? So they're going to run all this. And the American people are just going to see how corrupt our elections are, more so than they ever have. And so that's where we're at. Now, here's some of the other results that we have coming in. Pennsylvania continues to look bad. Even if you thought 100% of independent votes are going to Trump, he's still behind by a 250,000 votes in Pennsylvania. And again, it's the exact same situation where it's Philadelphia, where it's just stacked for Democrats. I mean, the returns in Philly are just insane. At this rate, they'll tell you Kamala Harris got 80% or more, probably 90% of the vote in Philadelphia. So Pennsylvania, not looking good. North Carolina is looking good. The Democrats, with the latest numbers, are up 10,000 on the Republicans, but the vote in North Carolina is basically split three ways between Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And I think it's fair to say Trump is going to get most independent votes. So I'd say North Carolina looking good for Trump as the results continue to come in. Same case in Nevada. Trump continues to hold a small lead, or Republicans, I should say. Republicans continue to maintain a small lead. And then with 25% independent votes, I think that all looks good for Trump as well. So I'd say returns so far in Nevada look good for Trump. Florida, everything looks good for Republicans there. We'll see. It might be closer than we expect. But I'd say Florida still looks like it will be a red state. So what are they doing? They're back to calling Trump Hitler. Joe Biden saying he needs to be locked up. They're writing fake news stories about him. And so this is what's going on. And now they're shopping around a story. They're trying to get some hack. They're trying to get some low-life liberal to publish a story that says Trump walks around praising Hitler all day long. And they've already debunked their latest fake news story that Trump said, oh, a Mexican funeral shouldn't cost $60,000 or whatever it is, and trashing veterans and trashing Gold Star families. The families have said it's fake news. The families and everybody that was there have said it's all fake news. They've scolded the Atlantic. They've scolded the people repeating the story. And so we can show you those clips coming up as well. And yesterday in North Carolina, Tulsi Gabbard officially switched her party affiliation to Republican. So the best Democrat candidate that they had in 2020 is now a Republican. So I think that says a lot. Yeah, we'll trade Tulsi Gabbard for Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney any day of the week.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, they had that dark MAGA hat on. I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexshowstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealkshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alkshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, and ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, we haven't forgotten about the victims of Hurricane Helene, or the lack of the FEMA response to both of the hurricanes, quite frankly, and I'm still hearing from people who are on the ground how FEMA is doing nothing. The Biden-Harris administration, even with their promise of a couple hundred dollars, is not even following through on that. They're rejecting a bunch of people. The only people that are down there helping are private citizens. At least the resistance from the government has kind of stopped in that regard, where they were first blocking it and arresting people. But it's still an uphill battle, and the Biden-Harris administration is doing nothing about it. So we haven't forgotten about that, with our focus on the upcoming election here. But there's another aspect to the FEMA story that needs to be highlighted here. And so joining me to discuss that is Brianna Segdahl, at Brianna9 on X. She is a senior writer and research fellow for the Beef Initiative Foundation. And she's going to talk today about the Sunrise Movement, the 50% rule at FEMA, and what's even crazier about it is that these policies were changed in September of 2024. So right before this devastation hit. So Brianna joins me now. Well, this was a really shocking story to me. And, you know, we hear a lot about government land grabs. This is a property grab, but also a way to, without having to admit it, but a way of basically saying, well, if your property is so damaged, we're just not even going to help you at all. So, Brianna, explain what's going on here.
Thank you so much for having me on, Owen. So, as you pointed out, I'm a senior writer and researcher for the Beef Initiative, and one of our central tenets is private property rights and land use. So this came to my attention most recently when I started realizing that there were massive reallocations in the Supplemental Appropriations Act for rural development. I began to go through and research these allocations, if you will, and especially in the context of North Carolina. And I traced it back to Biden and Harris's first week in office. So something that's really interesting that the American public may not be aware of, every single new presidential, administration when a president comes into office, they stack the entire administrative state with loyalists and appoint individuals based on their ideological alignment to the president's priorities and agendas. And so the Sunrise Movement was part of the Biden-Harris transition team. And in the first week of office, Biden-Harris signed Executive Order 14008 and 1040, if I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head. But this established what was called the Justice 40 Initiative. The Justice 40 Initiative would go on to become this tripartite agreement for which all of the funding passed through Congress would be allocated down and through. So the administrative state created 400 programs across 16 agencies, and every single dime that has gone through the Inflation Reduction Act, which can actually most appropriately be called the Green New Deal.
Right, and Biden admitted that recently. He was like, yeah, we basically tricked the people. It had nothing to do with inflation. It was a green energy carbon scam, climate change scam. It had nothing to do with inflation except it caused it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it increased the authority and the centralized authority that is within the administrative state that operates at the pleasure of the president. And so part of the Justice 40 Initiative is this tripartite agreement. But in addition to that, the way that each one of these programs has been administered through the administrative state, if you will, in the rule changes that have occurred subsequent to not only that funding, but that structure is now starting to be seen. And so when it comes to FEMA, their whole new focus, beyond equity being their first goal, is this new rewilding concept. And so what we're finding out in the context of the hurricane is that FEMA is remapping entire areas. And if it's even a 0.1% floodplain, these areas or these homes are incapable of either being rebuilt. They are being analyzed for relocation, and or they are individuals are having exorbitant costs tacked on if they are to rebuild, because there's the new climate justice sort of guidance.
It's like a climate tax.
Well, if you will, but really what it is the federal subversion of local control when it comes to land use and zoning. And so as opposed to just rebuilding, individuals now have to abide by all of these rule changes of how high, how wide, how far back. And in many cases, individuals will not be capable of rebuilding on their own land. So where do people go?
Well, and right now, the answer to your question is they're living in their cars, they're living in tents, they're trying to find anywhere a family member, a friend, or anywhere locally that his house wasn't destroyed. I mean, the situation for these people is still bad, but it gets worse when you figure out that now their options are so limited in these new climate deals, saying, well, maybe you can't even build here anymore, or you're going to have to pay basically all these regulatory fees or abide by all these new regulations that FEMA, as recently as September 2024, even added new things to this list. They added about half a dozen new things here. But I'm just curious to kind of stay focused on this before we move into the 50-cent rule and some of the other things that are going to keep people from rebuilding. Where does insurance come into this for these people that had home insurance? And so when does, you know, they say, okay, you'll get $700, $800, whatever. And then I guess that's it. I guess that's it. And they're supposed to rebuild their entire lives off, you know, $700.
That's a really great question. So in many cases, people had homeowners insurance. They didn't have flood insurance. So homeowners insurance, typical homeowners insurance, does not cover flood. And so what's really interesting is the mainstream media is trying to make this out to be a paid off home or property situation, essentially asserting that people didn't have flood insurance because their homes were paid off. But that's actually not true. So going back to 2022, the federal banking agencies under the Biden-Harris administration enforced what's called a forced place rule. So even in an instance where a property may be in a 1% floodplain, it is now a federal requirement for lending institutions to either require a homeowner, property owner, purchase private flood insurance or force place it and then bill the homeowner for it in escrow account. So essentially tacking it onto their monthly payments. Had any of these homes actually been at risk or previously considered a flood hazard risk, they would have had flood insurance, Owen.
And I'm sure most of these people didn't assume that they were, you know, at risk of their house literally being wiped off the foundations. I mean, this was a generational flood. I mean, once in an ever flood, as far as we know in recorded U.S. history. So before we get into kind of the final stage and what are the people's options or, you know, how hung out to dry are they? What about the 50% rule that's also coming into play here?
Right. So unfortunately, this is another one of those sort of administrative arbitrage, legalese, word salads, if you will. And so it's important to read what the proposed rule states. It's also important to read in between the lines. So there are five new rules that FEMA will go by when determining if they will help to fund a rebuild. So the first rule is, I think it's $364,000 total. If FEMA believes that it is responsible for 50% of that, then they'll rebuild, but only if there are specific parameters met. For example, if it's not in a floodplain, if it is, you know, not a new infrastructure. But I think this is probably the most telling clause, and I'll read this to you really quickly. This is part of the only proposed notice that FEMA has given to the public. And it says, in many cases, an applicant may have started facility restoration before federal involvement, even if the facility must undergo detailed review and analysis of alternate locations. FEMA will fund eligible restoration of the original location if the facility is functionally dependent on its floodplain location, such as bridges, flood control facilities, or projects and facilities that are part of an open space use, which I think needs to be discussed a little bit further. But the other part of this is, or facility that is an integral part of a larger network that is impractical or uneconomical to relocate, such as a road.
Well, so you have to be like, try to interpret that. You know, I mean, figure out how you can interpret that, and then you can twist it to your favor, is what it sounds like to me. Especially when they're rezoning these things, and then they can say, oh, no, this doesn't apply, or this does apply now. We just rezoned it.
Essentially, what they're saying, Owen, is that they will only be rebuilding areas that are within their floodplain location if they're uneconomical to relocate, such as roads and bridges and government-owned structures. So this does not apply to new homes, new structures, or private property, essentially.
So, okay, and I'm trying to make sense of this because it's a lot of legalese, right? It's a lot of just bureaucratic mess open for interpretation, however they want to apply it, based on the circumstances. So when you talk about the aid, okay, we're talking about aid for Americans, it sounds like what FEMA has done is they've used all this legalese and they've used these new zoning practices and regulatory stuff in the name of climate change to basically be able to come in here and say, well, you're not eligible for disaster relief, you're not eligible for a rebuild because you've just been rezoned, and I guess after this disaster, they can just consider it all a flood zone?
Essentially, they can remap any area that has been presidentially declared a disaster area into a floodplain. That's correct. And in terms of funding, I think it's also important to understand that as part of the Justice 40 initiative, FEMA implemented a new memorandum of understanding or agreement, essentially, with the Indelible ACP. And so this is part of the diversity, equity, and inclusion funding that went through FEMA. So certain individuals are prioritized for disaster payments ahead of others, essentially. So that's just one part of it. But I think what we're going to end up seeing is people being paid out and forced to relocate, essentially.
Certain individuals will be prioritized. I won't translate that for the audience right now. We'll leave that to people's own translation. So, obviously, when you're dealing with insurance companies in a thing like this, there's going to be battles with insurance companies and individuals as well. How can they leverage this stuff to go against the homeowners?
So the insurance aspect of this is also really interesting, seeing as to how FEMA, through the NFIP, which is the National Flood Insurance Program, issues 95% of the nation's flood insurance policies. 95% are issued through FEMA, our government. And as I stated before, any area that is presidentially declared as a disaster area or mapped into a remapped into a disaster area, these banking institutions are now federally required to purchase a FEMA flood insurance plan within 45 days and tack it onto an existing loan, even if that home is no longer standing. So when it comes to the insurance side of things, unfortunately, NFIP is essentially bankrupt. It's $20 billion in the hole. It pays out less than 1% of the time, less than 3% of the time and only out on 1% of the properties that it insures. And that's according to Senator Tim Scott in a recent hearing in Congress, January 25th of this year, if I'm remembering correctly off the top of my head. So unfortunately, the payments that will be going out will be prioritized by demographic. They will be prioritized for government buildings, and most of the American people will be left fending for themselves.
Well, that's where I want to conclude this, because again, the stories, I'm still getting the same stories from people who are on the ground, people who are donating their own time, their own resources, people who are getting involved with, a lot of these people are stranded. They don't have a home. There's programs to try to get them RVs, campers, anything for them to have a roof over their head. And the story remains the same. There is no FEMA. There is no FEMA presence. There might be a FEMA camp at a grocery store in one location here or there, but they're just basically hunkered down, and you go there, you fill out some paperwork, and it's like a 50-50 shot that you'll even get accepted to receive it. And as you said, it might even depend on your demographics. So cutting through the regulatory jargon, cutting through the legalese, what is the bottom line of this story? What is the bottom line of all these different FEMA changes the Justice 40 climate agenda that the Biden administration slammed into us under the guise of an Inflation Reduction Act, and how will it apply to all these victims of Helene who have quite literally had their lives washed away?
So this is where things get uncomfortable, if you will. So beginning in 2004, we initially began seeing plans introduced in the congressional side to limit the areas that humanity essentially would be allowed into, no-go zones, wetlands, wildlife corridors, right? What the end result of this story is can best be summed up by Asheville, for example, Asheville, Carolina's new smart city plan. I hate to sound conspiratorial, and I really hate to be the one. I mean, look, I'm a liberal. I have been in policy for over a decade, and for me to sit here today and tell the American public that Alex Jones has been right for the last 20 years is a humbling experience for me. But the policy is there and it is easy to read. And the ultimate end result of this is moving people into these smart cities on the smart infrastructure grid.
So, okay, what leads you to that conclusion? Because we've seen all kinds of, you know, white papers and documents and suggestions, right? We've seen suggestions about this stuff. Now you're saying you're actually seeing proof that this could be practically applied in North Carolina.
Yeah, this is a nationwide rollout, and it's happening right now at rapid speed through each and every one of our administrative agencies. This is not just part of the tripartite agreement for land use and zoning at the local level. This is also a massive funding project and structure to build these smart cities through the NIST on what's called the Internet of Things, to implement the One Health initiative through each and every one of our agencies and roll it out through the Department of Health, through the USDA. The USDA has been absolutely instrumental in these agendas, if you will. And I mean, it is all out there in black and white. It is so easy to find. All people need to do is just go and read the documents that our own government is putting out. I mean, for goodness sakes, just in the last few months, our own government, through the Bureau of Land Management, through the USDA, through the United States Forestry Service, right, they have put out recent documents on procurement of private property, on how to purchase the access points for the national parks that will be closed for human use. There's Bear Ear in Utah. Perfect example. The administrative state is now trying to or attempting to close that to human use, any type of recreational use. And then almost immediately after that, they implemented a rule change that would provide for the funding to purchase the access points, which means the farm, farms, grazing rights, and any private property that surrounds that. You can go and read it. I mean, everything that this administrative state is doing can be read through the Federal Register, and it's each one of them is a rabbit hole, and each one makes you feel crazier and crazier, but it's happening nonetheless. And I don't know how or what to do at this point. I feel incredibly helpless to stop this rollout.
Well, and this is very similar, almost aside from the type of disaster, to what happened in Maui. And even before that happened, they had the same smart city initiative, smart grid initiative, where they were, you know, kind of openly talking about these things. And then the disaster happens, and it's the same response where it's, oh, well, you're not going to be able to rebuild your home, or you need to sell your land. And so now the same thing is happening in North Carolina. So it sounds like this is bigger. This is bigger than just a local issue, whether it's Maui or Asheville. This is something that will apply anywhere when there's a major disaster like this.
And it's not just major disasters. This is happening in all 50 states right now. yes, disasters, sure, man-made, naturally occurring riots, it doesn't matter. Any type of either destruction, but then also just any type of programs that have been initiated under the Justice 40 initiative, of which there are 400 across 16 different agencies. This is, like I said, this is rolling out in all 50 states across every city in America. And we saw this following the Texas Panhandle fires as well. Mm. Our farmers and ranchers cannot get funding or reimbursement for their fencing. They have nowhere for their cattle to graze right now and no way of keeping them in, excuse me.
And this is a basic attack on the infrastructure of our country, or maybe even better to say, independent citizens' sovereignty to own property, to have grazing rights. This is an attack on the sovereignty by the U.S. government of these citizens.
This is a complete centralization of authority under the federal government for lands, for private property, for our food supply, specifically, and absolutely for the sovereignty of this country and all liberal values that this country was founded upon. This is a new colonialist agenda for the territorial gains of a new empire. I don't know how else to say it. It is colonialism, and it's very bad.
Federal colonization. I mean, that's basically what's happening. It's a federal colonization, and they use the climate change agenda. This it's all under the disguise of, oh, humans are killing the planet, and so the government needs to come in and basically run your life. And they're using all these disasters, which, you know, are always going to happen, as their means for the power grabs. So whether it's wildfires, whether it's hurricanes, if it's an earthquake, as you said, maybe a big riot, which we might see soon. So that's what's going on here. We're going to continue to follow this story. And, I at this point, it's kind of we're leaning on the people of Maui. We're leaning on the people of North Carolina who have had their lives upended to kind of really sound the alarm on this stuff. And so I'll be following your work, Brianna. I thank you for your time coming on the show. If there's anything else breaking, you let me know.
Thank you, Owen. We really appreciate having a voice for farmers in America.
Absolutely. And now we've got these big wildfires that were up in Wyoming that they're finally able to kind of get under control. So this stuff continues to happen. Oh, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do, folks? What are you going to do if the local farmers go out of business? What are you going to do if the local farmers lose their rights? Well, you're going to be told you have to eat bugs because the cows are bad for the environment. So you got to eat a cricket now. I'll pass. I'll pass on that. I'd rather live in America with farmland everywhere.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands.
And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And to be praising Adolf Hitler is dangerous and it's also disgusting.
Just to be clear, when you said we do agree, President Biden believes that Donald Trump is a fascist.
I mean, yes, we have said. He said himself. The former president has said he is going to be a dictator on day one. We cannot ignore that. We cannot. And we cannot ignore or forget what happened on January
6th. Oh, yes. What's going to happen January 6th, 2025, I wonder. So, this is their new thing, which is their old thing. Trump is Hitler. They're trying to get some publication to publish the new story. And let's be clear. All these news outlets that are rejecting the story right now, as soon as somebody else publishes it, they'll all parrot it. All the mainstream media that are saying, oh, well, you know, these are unconfirmed. We don't want to run with this story. As soon as one person publishes it, they'll all run with it. And so we'll have more on that coming up. But it's obviously fabricated. It's just like what they did with Russian collusion. And they want somebody to publish a story that says Trump loves Hitler, Trump admires Hitler, Trump worships Hitler, Trump runs around all day saying how he wants to be Hitler, all this other garbage. So they just want one, they just need one, the low life of the scum of the left to publish it, and then they'll all pick it up and all run with it. So really what Karine Jean-Pierre has done here is kind of let the cat out of the bag and kind of gotten ahead of the story. Like Karine, it hasn't been published yet. Nobody's willing to publish that trash yet. But she's basically reporting on it as if it's already published. So even the White House is involved in this. That's how nasty it is. They have Trump as Hitler on the front of Drudge, which Drudge doesn't even run anymore. Somebody, he just sold it off. Somebody else, probably CNN runs it or whoever. But here's some more follow-up from the press conference today. Attacking Donald Trump, clip 9.
Is the president aware of John Kelly's assertion that Donald Trump meets the definition of a fascist and that Trump wanted the kinds of generals Hitler had?
I mean, look, you have heard from this president over and over again about the threats to democracy, and the president has spoken about that. You've heard from the former president himself saying that he is going to be a dictator on day one. This is him, not us. This is him. And it's not just us, the White House, saying this. You've heard it from officials, former officials that worked for the former president, say this as well. So, you know, do we agree? I know that the vice president just spoke about this. Do we agree about that determination? Yes, we do. We do. Let's not forget, I will point you to January 6th. What we saw on January 6th, 2,000 people were told to go to the Capitol to undo a free and fair election by the former president. It was a dark, dark day in our democracy and a dangerous one. We have people who died because of what happened on January 6th. And,
lie.
You know, we cannot forget that. We cannot forget that.
Ashley Babbitt died.
And so...
What was
and
the other
add,
nice lady's name
this,
that got that, shot by police and trampled and died?
And I can't believe I even have to say this.
All of the Trump supporters died.
Our nation's veterans
just, you know,
are heroes.
Okay, all right. Now let's do a quick reminder. Just go ahead and potter down. See, I got to be honest, folks. Like, there's the political side of me, which, you know, that's what you get on the show. But then there's the spiritual side of me, and there's, like, this constant tug of war between the two. I see these liars. I mean, that is just an outright lie, and she knows it. And you see what lowlife scum they are, what demons they are. And the spiritual side of me says, karma's coming for your ass. Forget about the politics. God's coming for you. Believe me. God's coming for you. Now, I don't know if we're going to get to experience the justice from God in this life. But it's just like, you don't win in the end. You might have a short term of victory. You can't just get away with lying like this.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so we're going to look at this fake news that's about to come out. Maybe these Democrat reporters have 1% of integrity still and they won't run with it. But, you know, let's do a quick historical background into this. It might have even been the Atlantic. I think this was before Steve Jobs' widow purchased it. But it was somebody, some left-wing publication in 2017, this is early in the Trump administration, published a story about it, how dangerous it was because Trump loved the military so much. And Trump admired the military and how he was surrounding himself with the military and surrounding himself with these generals. And basically they were running his entire administration. And it was bad. Oh, Trump's love of the military, Trump's love of the generals. This is dangerous. It's the military. It's George Bush all over again. He's letting them make the decisions. They're running the White House. And they published that story. Now they're saying, oh, Trump hates the generals. Trump hates the military. So, I mean, the same news outlets will literally publish the same story, except both sides. And both sides will be to attack Trump. So, oh, Trump loves the military. They run the White House too. Trump hates the military and insults them in the White House. Same publication, same Trump hit piece, exact opposite story on the same story. And they just pretend like, oh, they don't remember that, or you won't remember that. You're not supposed to remember that. Just go along with the narrative, whatever they say it is. And they already got debunked with their latest hit piece. And that was a Gold Star family member. Vanessa Guillen's sister and family attorney slam Atlantic editor for claiming Trump dissed and murdered Army servicewomen. He outright lied. A family attorney and the sister of slain Texas soldier Vanessa Guillen both dismissed a report in the Atlantic on Tuesday alleging that former President Donald Trump refused to pay for the Army specialist's funeral and disparaged her ethnicity. Yeah, he probably paid for it himself, knowing how these people lie. The piece, written by the magazine's editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg, claims Trump fumed about a $60,000 bill he received from Guillen's family for her funeral during the 2020 Oval Office meeting, allegedly telling aides it doesn't cost $60,000 to bury an effing Mexican. I mean, obviously makes this crap up. It's such scum. You're not going to win. I mean, it's just like, good Lord. Don't pay it, Trump ordered his then chief of staff, Mark Meadows, after previously telling the Guillen family he would assist with Vanessa's funeral expenses. So the family and the lawyer have reached out saying it's totally fake. It's obviously fake. Trump would never do that. Oh, yeah, Trump's going to sit in front of an Oval Office full of people
Trump's going to sit in front of a room with dozens of people there listening and say, F that dirty Mexican. I mean, give me a break. This is the type of garbage that they publish. And they're trying to do a thing right now with another story. So the lawyer comes out, rejects it. Myra Guillen comes out, responding to the story, says, I don't appreciate how you are exploiting my sister's death for politics, hurtful and disrespectful to the important changes she made for service members. President Donald Trump did nothing but show respect to my family and Vanessa. In fact, I voted for President Trump today. Despicable creatures. Here's the problem. This is the problem with the liberal press. This is the problem with the Democrat propaganda press. They do not care. Their entire goal is to stop you from voting for Trump. So they will publish these hit pieces. They will publish these lies. And the entire aim is to get you to not vote for Trump. They know it's a lie. They just want undecided voters, and they'll send out the push notification. Trump loves Hitler. They'll send out the push notification. Trump said dirty Mexicans aren't worth $60,000. And they'll just put that out, and the uninformed voter, the person that doesn't do their own research, will see that and say, oh, my gosh, Trump hates Mexicans. Oh, my gosh, Trump loves Hitler. And then they won't vote for Trump. That's their agenda. They know it's fake. They know it's a lie. They know it's propaganda. They don't care. The goal isn't the truth. The goal isn't to report the news. The goal is to put out Democrat Party propaganda, hoping you won't vote for Trump. You won't see the family come out and say it's a lie. You won't see the sister and the Gold Star family coming out and saying we're voting for Trump. You won't see the lawyer coming out and saying this is an outrageous lie. The Guillen family should sue these people for $5 trillion. They should come out and sue for $5 trillion. Or Donald Trump. Donald Trump should sue anybody that published this story for $10 trillion. See, you want to play that game? So, every media outlet that reported this, every push notification on an app on your phone, everybody on television, everybody on the radio, everybody that came out and said, Trump said don't bury a Mexican, Trump said a damn dirty Mexican isn't worth $60,000. Every single one of them. I want them all sued $10 trillion right now. Shut down their businesses. Put them up for auction. Put them in the courtroom. Put them on TV. Let's go. Let's apply that standard universally. You dirty, rotten, stinking liars. You propaganda media. You're despicable. You have no class. You have no shame. You have no integrity. You have no ethics. But you got a one-way ticket to hell if you don't repent. We just don't want you to bring hell here to America. That's all. So here's Mark Halperin, who refused to publish this next garbage story that they're about to release, saying they're shopping it around. They're looking for somebody to publish it. They can't get anybody to publish it. It's that ridiculous. Clip 25.
And the point I was making is there's all sorts of things being floated out there. Maybe Jeffrey Goldberg just happened to finish the story 2 weeks before the election. I'm sure Sean will have a point of view about that. I know of one story that's been pitched to a major newspaper and to me, and for all I know to many others, that I don't believe is true. But if it's true, as I said yesterday, it would end Donald Trump's campaign.
No, it wouldn't.
Just as if the accusations now thoroughly debunked and attributed by American intelligence to Russia about Tim Walz, if those were true, it would end his campaign.
No, it wouldn't.
What we're seeing in the final days, as a point I was making, is actors who want a certain outcome are on social media and in pitches to reporters, and in the case of The Atlantic, Jeffrey Goldberg writing himself, are trying to affect the end of the race because they're so desperate to try to pull a Comey. I'm not pursuing the story. I don't think it's true. People in Mar-a-Lago, calm down. All I'm saying is, there are people out there pitching stuff. And if it were true, it would end his campaign. But if someone pitched me a story that said, Trump is a Martian, I might not end his campaign. People might think that's cool. You get my point. There's stuff like that.
So he's telling the truth about what's going on. The only thing he gets wrong is that it wouldn't end the campaign. See, lies don't typically end campaigns, at least not with Donald Trump. At least not with Donald Trump. Because at this point, it's the boy that cried wolf. Let's say Trump did love Hitler. Let's say Trump was a descendant of Hitler. Let's say Trump was Hitler's secret son and protege. They could publish it and no one would believe it because it's the boy that cried wolf now. You guys have lied about Trump for 8 years. Nobody believes anything you say anymore. So it doesn't even matter. So no, it wouldn't end his campaign. The truth ends campaigns. Kamala Harris can't do an interview. That's the truth. Kamala Harris sounds like a drunken idiot. That's the truth. Tim Walz wants to put tampons in the boy's bathroom and probably show your son where it goes. That's the truth. That ends campaigns. And that truth is ending the Harris campaign. That's why they're trying to push this new lie about Donald Trump. So, again, and you can go through and look at all of these big Democrat-paid operatives. Nobody wants to touch this story, but they've all heard it. They've all been pitched it. They've all been offered to publish it. And they've all rejected it. But then, we're hearing about this Trump story. We're hearing that Trump loves Hitler. We're hearing about Trump. And when he's home alone in the mirror, he puts on a secret Hitler mustache and starts speaking German. Oh. So they're all saying, we're hearing the rumors. We're hearing about this story. But none of them will publish it because they know it's fake. These people are such scum, man. So let's see if somebody decides to publish that garbage before the election. Like they're all teasing as if it's some real thing. I mean, that's how desperate these people are. They're back to Trump is Hitler. And then I've explained this too, and this is the other side of that narrative that they're running with, and it's on Drudge, right beneath the Trump Hitler photo. Yeah. And they're saying, Trump is blaming the Jews. Trump's blaming the Jews. Well, no. Let me give you a little context here, and I've said it before. Trump is stunned that Jewish Americans are still voting Democrat. When Trump is clearly a better option, if you're a Jew in America, or if you're an Israel firster, I mean, for God's sakes, this administration is leaking stuff to Iran. I haven't even gotten into that story. They're basically colluding with Iran. And they're playing both sides, by the way. Just like they're doing in the Gaza Strip. Now they're doing it with Iran. So they're just playing all sides of this deal. But Trump sits here and says, I've done the most for Israel. I had peace in the Middle East. I'm doing everything I can for American Jews. And then the poll numbers come in, and American Jews are still voting Democrat at like 60%. And he's like, what the hell? So that's the real context of the story. He's not blaming the Jews. Like, oh, we blame the Jews for everything. No, he's saying, how can I do so much for Jewish Americans and Israel, and then I still don't get their vote when this administration is filled with Jew haters and they're pro-Iran? They got Iranian spies running around? I mean, literally. So that's the context of that. Maybe we should get into that story here. Maybe we should get into that story here. Tell you what. I will do that coming up next. But, as you know, at the alexjonesstore.com, there's all kinds of new stuff coming there every day. New shirts, new hats. The raffle is still ongoing, but limited time left with your purchases to get a raffle entry. But now the latest at the alexjonesstore.com is the Ultimate Gut Combo. And so our two newest formulas available at the alexjonesstore.com have arrived. It's the Ultimate Gut Cleanse and Ultimate Probiotic. And it is so important for your gut health. Your brain health is contingent on your gut health. And with our two new products, your gut will be completely reset. Both of these products are great on their own, but together the ingredients work synergistically. And the efforts of each get supercharged by one another. We all know the world around us is full of toxins poisoning our guts, which in turn poisons our brains. Why would you allow yourself to continue to be poisoned when we are giving you a way to reverse it with these incredible products? And because they work together like a horse and carriage, we're offering a discount on them. If you get them together in the Ultimate Probiotic and 30-Day Gut Cleanse Combo Pack, one bottle each, you get 40% off. Two bottles each, you get 50% off. And three bottles each, you get 55% off. The gut and mind connection is real, folks. Your gut is the first line of defense, your brain, and all other functions of your body. The globalists know it. That's why they target it, and that's why you need these products. With the ingredients in the Ultimate Gut Cleanse, like psyllium husk, slippery elm, black walnut powder, and more, fused with 60 million live cultures in the Ultimate Probiotic, you will completely reset your whole system. This is the Great Reset for your gut. So the Ultimate Probiotic and 30-Day Gut Cleanse Combo Pack, available now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not too late with your purchases there to get entered in the Monster Truck Raffle as well. All right, let's get into this story, which is just completely insane. This is just completely insane. Honestly, it doesn't even make any sense. So to try to even make sense of it, this administration is just a complete joke. There is no real leadership. There's the shadow government. There's the deep state government. There's the liberal ideologues. There's the anti-Israel ideologues. And then Biden, Harris don't even know what's going on. And then you have the intel communities, and they're all focused on getting Trump. So the whole thing is just a complete disaster at this point. Who leaked U.S. intelligence on Israel's secret preparations for a strike on Iran, and why? The reservoir of possible leakers of U.S. intelligence documents detailing Israel's apparent preparations for a retaliatory attack on Iran is big, and the platform chosen by them, a pro-Iranian Telegram channel, is unsophisticated. But national security leaks are rarely a singular, isolated event. Two U.S. intelligence documents detailing Israel's apparent preparations for a retaliatory attack on Iran leaked on Telegram. So there's a couple potentials here. Either you just have a straight-up anti-Israel leaker, pro-Iran, maybe even an Iranian spy going on here, and they think that they may have identified it. Or you actually have the White House, the Biden administration, somebody in there trying to escalate things and trying to put this stuff out there and start a war between Iran and Israel. I can see it going either way, quite frankly. Oh, but don't worry. The FBI announced yesterday, the FBI announced that it is investigating the alleged leak of highly classified U.S. intelligence documents days after assessments containing information about Israel's potential plans for a retaliatory attack on Iran were published. So maybe Israel was planning an attack. Maybe it was just some stuff that they were working up, and they said, oh, look, Iran, Israel's going to attack. Yay. Or maybe they really were planning on attacking, and an Iranian spy or somebody inside said, oh, Iran, look out. And so they're pinning it down on this aide. They're pinning it down on this Iranian aide. But, I mean, who knows, folks? Again, I mean, that could be the case, but there could also be some other stuff going on here. I'm not necessarily taking this at face value. Why would she even have the clearance? Why would that aide even have the clearance? Now, the Pentagon denies that Ariane Tabitabai, chief of staff of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations, is a subject of interest in the investigation for the alleged leak of classified documents. The press secretary for the Air Force, Major General Pat Ryder, told reporters, to my knowledge, the official is not a subject of interest. Has that story changed, guys? Put that other headline back up there. looks like they might be changing their story now. Oh, we don't know what's going on. We don't know who's involved. Typical. Oh, yeah, top intelligence leaks. I mean, it's just like, how does this stuff even go on? And can you imagine if this was the Trump administration? Can you imagine if this was the Trump administration? So they're saying, oh, it's this aide. Oh, it's not this aide. We don't know. Oh, of course you don't know. And you don't know who leaked the Roe vs. Wade decision either. But Biden is deeply concerned, he says, by the possible leak. Possible leak. It literally happened. Unless it was done intentionally. So I don't know what the deal is. I mean, there's no doubt the Iranian regime is no fan of America, no fan of Donald Trump. But it's like, how are they getting involved and how are they getting so much access? That's an interesting one. Now this, Iranian hackers broke into state's voter roll database, used names, social security numbers, driver's license numbers to fill out UOCAVA registrations, even shared the videos online, wanted by the FBI, these two Iranians. Oh, what about Iranian interference in 2020? Conspiracy, unauthorized access to a computer, knowingly damaging protected computer, voter intimidation, interstate threats. How is Iran getting so much access? We got to just decouple from the whole thing, man. We have to just completely decouple from the Middle East. We just got to completely just get away from all of it. You want to come here as a state actor for Iran, you're gone. You want to come here as a state actor for Israel, you're gone. That's the real solution to all of this. Jill Stein with some tough words for Trump here, and I mean, I can't necessarily say I completely disagree, as Trump is celebrating the fact that Arab voters are supporting him. Think about that. Arab Americans are supporting Donald Trump at a higher percentage than Jewish Americans. Okay. Jill Stein says, Donald Trump ended zero wars and put America last by handing his foreign policy to AIPAC and neocons who tried to start wars in Iran and Venezuela. Just like Biden-Harris, he'll give Netanyahu a blank check for his genocidal expanding war. Vote green for peace. Well, I don't completely disagree with her here. Can't say I completely disagree with her. But if you want peace, if you want to get closer to peace, unfortunately voting Jill Stein isn't the case because she has zero chance to win. Donald Trump gives you a much better shot at that. Because this whole thing at this point, the Biden-Harris administration, the Harris-Walz administration, I mean, it's just going to be total chaos. Nobody in the world will respect us anymore. Nobody in the world will respect the White House. And we're so knee-deep in all these conflicts that we'll end up involved, even though our administration has no control anymore and no respect anymore, if it's Harris and Walz. So, it's just crazy. It's all just insane. That's what happens. That's what happens when crooks, criminals, and incompetent morons are running our government.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexshowstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexshowstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexshowstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech. And we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
InfoWars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so Kamala did some interviews. She also did a brief statement outside of the White House. Let's look at this, shall we? Let's look at this. She is asked about deportations. You don't think Democrats want to turn all the illegal immigrants into Democrat voters? Well, Kamala Harris basically admits it in clip 16.
Right now, we're talking about border security, and there's nobody, no Democrat, talking about a pathway to citizenship, an immigration relief, and the benefits that migrants bring to this country.
Oh, but there's no question that migrants bring... America is a country that was built in part by immigrants.
But people are concerned about their TPS, their DACA, their... we're talking about mass deportations.
I'm not talking about...
What do you stand on mass deportations? What's your stand there?
We need smart, humane immigration policy in America that includes a pathway to citizenship.
Okay, you got to hear that again just to see how stupid she sounds. I mean, seriously, she can't even answer a basic question. And then if you're watching, too, you can see she's like out on her feet, like stunned. Why can't we have an honest conversation about anything in this country? Well, the answer is simple, because we have a dishonest media. We have dishonest politicians. But why can't we just have an honest conversation about this? The reporter says, oh, all the benefits migrants bring to the country. Bro. We have 10 million illegal immigrants living off the U.S. taxpayer, living off of welfare. We have Venezuelan gangs taking over multiple cities. The benefits, again, you can't even have an honest conversation. You're not being honest. We're not talking about legal immigrants. It's like a redundant term, but you have to classify all this stuff now. We're not talking about immigrants who want to come here and be doctors or start a business or be farmers or work legally. We're talking about illegal immigrants. We're talking about illegal border crossers. We're talking about welfare state recipients getting free health care, free housing. I mean, you name it. Oh, they benefit so much. God. So you can't even have an honest conversation with these people. But just listen to this again. Listen to how she stutters and stammers. This should be right up her alley. She loves illegal immigrants. She wants to make them all citizens and vote Democrat. This is like the layup. This is the layup for her. This is the softball pitch to her. This is on the tee for her. And she still can't even answer it. But listen again.
Right now, we're talking about border security, and there's nobody, no Democrat, talking about a pathway to citizenship, an immigration relief, and the benefits that migrants bring to this country.
Oh, but there's no question that migrants bring... America is a country that was built in part by immigrants
who have come... People are concerned about their TPS, their DACA, their... we're talking about mass deportations.
I'm not talking about...
What do you stand on mass deportations? What's your stand there?
We need smart, humane immigration policy in America that includes a pathway to citizenship.
Smart, humane, she says. Smart like wide open borders and a welfare state? Smart like getting rid of the DNA testing? Smart like letting in known criminals, terrorists, gang members? That kind of smart? Humane like 325,000 missing children? Is that kind of the humane she's talking about? You can't have an honest conversation. Neither side of this aisle is being honest. The reporter's dishonest. The interviewer's dishonest. And then Kamala Harris is dishonest. You can't even have an honest conversation anymore. Drives me nuts. They love abortion, man. They just love abortion. And Harris says there should not be any religious exemptions for abortion. This is actually so big. Play clip 17.
what concessions would be on the table? Religious exemptions, for example, is that something that you would consider?
I don't think we should be making concessions when we're talking about a fundamental freedom to make decisions about your own body.
So, okay, more complete dishonesty. A fundamental decision, the freedom to make a fundamental decision about your own body. Like with the vaccine mandates that you guys placed on us, it's just, you know what's amazing about all of this, and I'm sorry to get sidetracked, but it's just, it's truly incredible. You know, we think that we live in advanced civilization because, look, I'm in this advanced studio, I got all these HD cameras, I'm streaming all over the world, I'm talking to you, I got my Imperial Probe Droid smartphone right here, I can look up anything, I can get any information, I got my supplements over here, got my car key fob, keyless start, I got my crew back there running the computers, we're on the, I mean, you know, it's amazing. And so there's this belief, we live in the most advanced civilization. We're basically retarded. So we got all this great technology, and now we're basically retarded. Even, I mean, probably 30,000 years ago, humans were smarter than us. When they were building the pyramids and had all this, the secret history of the world, the megaliths. You couldn't do this back then. They were too smart. The fundamental freedom, the right to goes in what goes into your body, says the woman with vaccine mandate policies. Says the woman with vaccine mandate policies. You couldn't get away with lies like this 100 years ago. You couldn't get away with lying to the American voters like this 100 years ago. You can now. Because we got a bunch of retards running around. Kamala Harris, the retard candidate. For retards, by retards. I mean, it's almost like a troll. Do you realize the insane clown posse just endorsed Kamala Harris? I mean, talk about the perfect endorsement. I'm asking myself, is this like a troll? Is the insane clown posse like making a joke? How telling. Insane clown posse's Violent J endorses Kamala Harris. He says, I pay taxes up the effing anus and I'm happy about it. I mean, that's a troll, right? This is a joke. The juggalos for Harris. It's so frustrating. We can't even have honest conversations. And people fall for this crap. And they vote based off of this crap. What does she say? You know, no. Let's really dig into this because this just drives me crazy. Play it again. Just listen carefully to what she says here. Go ahead. Play it again.
What concessions would be on the table? Religious exemptions, for example, is that something that you would consider?
I don't think we should be making concessions when we're talking about a fundamental freedom to make decisions about your own body.
Make decisions about your own body. So, okay, again, what are we talking about here? We're talking about abortion. Okay? Now, why do liberals and Democrats pretend like they don't know how you get pregnant? I know they're not that stupid. I mean, I know they're stupid. I mean, I know liberal Democrats are the dumbest and they walk among us, but they're not that stupid. They know how you get pregnant. They know. So why do they pretend like they don't know? Why do they pretend like, I'm pregnant all of a sudden. How did this happen? I need a decision to not be pregnant. Like, you don't know how you got pregnant? Like, you don't know you made a decision that could lead to pregnancy? Like, you didn't know that? So even beyond the hypocrisy of the vaccine mandates, oh, right to control your body, that's a separate body. That is a separate body that has a heartbeat after a month. That is a separate body. Unless you're claiming humans have more than one heart now. No, you're not. So that's a separate body. So it's not your own body. The decision you made with your body was to have sex.
and you got pregnant and you knew that was a potential. If somebody forced you to have sex or put you into sex slavery, that's a crime. Unless maybe you're a Democrat, then you can get away with it for years and you can be involved with it, like Jeffrey Epstein and then Clintons and everybody. Okay, but all jokes aside. So you see, we can't even have an honest conversation about this. And look, I'm pro-life, but I'd be willing to have an honest conversation. But let's actually have an honest conversation. Should the U.S. taxpayer be paying for abortions? None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. $0 should go to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood can privately fund itself or make people pay for their abortions. I mean, it's just insane. But again, okay, you're pro-abortion. Let's have an honest conversation. When should you be allowed to have an abortion? When do you believe a woman has a right to have an abortion? Just be honest. When? Do you believe 9 months? Kill the kid at 9 months? Beating heart, eyeballs, can feel, fingers, everything? You believe you can kill your kid at 9 months? Do you believe it should be before a heartbeat? Do you believe it should be in cases of rape or incest? Do you believe it should be in cases where the woman's life might be in danger? What are we talking about here? See, they don't want to actually have a real conversation. They just want to say, your right to abortion, your right to control your body. And it's all based off of lies. But see, I got news for these liberal Democrat women out there. And folks, it is crazy. They love abortion. They love it. They love it. The video that I was referencing yesterday now has 50 million views on X. And that's just my video. That's not all the other people posting it, cutting it, everything else. 50 million views because liberal Democrat women are celebrating how much they love abortion. 50 million views. All because of how much they love abortion. It's unbelievable. And they lie to you about the whole thing. It's not reproductive rights. Reproductive rights would be if the government said, oh, you can only have one kid or you can only have two kids. No, I have reproductive rights. I can have as many kids as I want. It's not reproductive rights. It's rights to kill your baby. Again, we just can't have an honest conversation. But okay, so let me just stop. Because here's the news. Here's the news to all the liberal Democrat women out there that are going to go vote for Kamala Harris because they think they're going to have their right to an abortion. I got news for you. The Democrats are not going to give you a right to an abortion. Are you crazy? This is their number one get out the vote issue. Forget about my political beliefs. Forget about me being pro-life, Christian, anything. Forget about that. Doesn't matter. This is me giving you the truth. This is the real situation. The Democrats will never give you the right to an abortion because they know it's the number one thing that makes you vote Democrat. Do you really think, no pun intended, that they're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater on that deal? Do you really believe that? The number one single issue voter, the number one get out the vote issue for Democrats is abortion, and you really think they're going to take that off the table? Don't be so stupid. Don't be so stupid. But they do. They believe it. They believe it all. And again, we can't even have a real conversation. We can't have a real conversation about the border and immigration. We can't have a real conversation about abortion. What does Kamala Harris mean here when she talks about a team ready to deal with election results? Clip 14.
We've got 2 weeks to go, and I'm very much grounded in the present in terms of the task at hand, and we will deal with election.
I'm very much grounded in the presence. Oh, yes, Kamala's chi. Oh, my gosh. All right, just play it again.
We've got 2 weeks to go, and I'm very much grounded in the present in terms of the task at hand, and we will deal with election night and the days after as they come, and we have the resources and the expertise and the focus on that as well.
So your team is ready to go? Is that what you're saying? Are you thinking about that as a possibility?
Of course.
She doesn't even know. There's no point of even analyzing these clips. They're meaningless. This is the most shallow, empty candidate. This is the most empty suit candidate I've ever seen in my life. There's no point of even analyzing that. Oh, Kamala, she's grounded in the moment. She's centered in the moment. She's living in the present. Oh, she has so much chi. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, please. God wouldn't do that, right? I mean, God wouldn't give us 4 years of this woman. We don't deserve that. Surely we don't deserve this. We've suffered enough. 4 years of this empty suit, 4 years of this empty brain. Why am I even analyzing these clips? This woman's an idiot. All right, let's continue. She was at the White House today. She stepped outside for a press event. Went to the podium for 3 minutes to insult Donald Trump and then disappeared. Clip 13.
Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Hold on. You got to find a way to squeeze some juice out of this. Did she say wild Donald Trump? I got to hear that again. I kind of like that. You know, Kamala came out and she said something I kind of liked. She said, a wild Donald Trump. We're kind of wild, huh? Little bit wild. You saw me with the fries. A little bit wild there.
A wild Donald Trump. All right, let's hear Kamala. Wild Donald Trump. I'll shut up.
Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that wild Donald Trump was president. He said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens. And let's be clear about who he considers to be the enemy from within. Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify in his mind as the enemy within, like judges, like journalists, like nonpartisan election officials. It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans. All of this is further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is. This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. Mm. From the people who know him best. Mm. From the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room.
You got a nice book deal, too.
And it is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist.
No.
Who, in fact, vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable.
Oh, yes.
And in
a
second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions. Those who once tried to stop him
propensities.
From
well, you know
pursuing
she didn't write this
his
one.
Worst impulses would no longer be there, and no longer be there to rein him in. So the bottom line is this. We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want? Thank you.
And then she's gone. So she stepped out of the White House for that press event to call Trump Hitler. Now, keep in mind what she said about the military thing here, because, well, we'll respond to that in a second. But let me again just break down what's happening here. It probably came right out of the Biden White House. Or some of these deep state operatives now that they're working with. And they said, let's publish a story about Trump loving Hitler. The story was already supposed to be published, folks, and nobody would print it. It was that much trash. Nobody would even print their story. So, but they're just rolling with it anyway. And so all their paid propagandists are saying Trump loves Hitler. Kamala Harris is coming out saying Trump loves Hitler. And they're just going forward with it, even though nobody would publish the story. So this was all supposed to be in response to somebody publishing that story. Nobody would publish it, and so they're saying, well, let's just go with it anyway. But do you see how desperate they are? They can't run on policy. They can't run on 4 years of Biden's success. They can't run on Kamala Harris's qualifications or success. They can't run. Nothing is working for them. They already got the abortion vote locked up, and they have nothing else. It's not enough to win. And so they're going with Trump is Hitler with 2 weeks to go through the election. This was supposed to be their October surprise, folks. I guarantee you. And it was supposed to be either the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Atlantic Time. Somebody, they were banking on somebody publishing a story about how much Trump loves Hitler. He's got posters in his room. He has a worshiping vessel. You know, he wears a Hitler mustache. He recites his, you know, and nobody would publish it. That was supposed to be their October surprise. All of this stuff was supposed to be in response to that story. And nobody would publish it because it's such trash. And the Democrats are still running with it. Now, the thing she said about the military, of course, is ironic because it's the Biden-Harris administration that's changed the policy to use the military to kill Americans, to kill Trump supporters when they steal the election, if that's the case. So RFK Jr. responds with that clip and says, this is the kind of inflammatory poison that divides our nation and inspires assassins. It's particularly ironic since Biden and Harris have just pushed through the DOD Directive 5240, giving the Pentagon the power for the first time in U.S. history to use lethal force to kill Americans on U.S. soil who protest government policies. RFK Jr., thank you. Thank you. Now let's get Tulsi Gabbard. Now let's get everybody else to talk about how the Biden-Harris administration is going to use the military on American people.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech. And we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
America. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Don Jr. found this ridiculous video released by the Veterans Health Administration and the VA. This is what is coming out of our government in the Biden-Harris administration, clip 21.
Hey, I say that every day. It's like every day. It's just worse. Here's a video from the Department of Veteran Affairs under Kamala Harris that was released just this August. Kamala Harris is spending money on weird cartoons about interrogating veterans on their pronouns and their gender identity instead of making sure our heroic veterans actually get the care they need. This is where their priorities are, on their pronouns, on their gender identities, to the people suffering from PTSD or lost limbs. I have a feeling that's the last thing they could care less about. But this is what it is. You've got to see it to believe it.
The LGBTQ plus veteran care coordinator?
Yes, I'm Joe, and I'm glad you found me. I like to let people I meet know that I use they, them pronouns.
Good to meet you. I'm Dr. Eckstein, the new chief of staff. Oh, and I use he and him. I wanted to introduce myself, and I was hoping you could give me a summary of care for veterans based on sexual orientation.
You came to the right place. As the LGBTQ plus veteran care coordinator, one of the things
this
I
is gonna
do
help veterans
is
so
help
much.
Educate staff.
I heard from providers during the staff meeting that we are asking veterans about their sexual orientation.
Nice.
And I like to learn more about VA policy and best practices.
Yeah, what's your sexual orientation?
We use the acronym LGBTQ plus to refer to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and additional identities. Everyone has a sexual orientation.
Sure, because people use a variety of terms to describe their sexual orientation. Gay is a sexual orientation like lesbian, bisexual, heterosexual, or straight.
And you might hear other terms like queer, asexual, two-spirit, or pansexual. The plus in LGBTQ plus covers these and additional identities.
Got it.
Yeah. Got
and of course
it. Thank you.
Gender identity.
It's all very confusing.
Transgender, gender.
This is going to do so much for veterans,
which is different
isn't
from
it?
Sexual orientation.
All right, all right. That, I can't even anymore. Don't you veterans feel so relieved knowing that the VA is teaching you all about LGBTQ plus values and what it all means? It's all very good for the veterans. You know, a veteran that needs a wheelchair, or you know, a veteran that needs help dealing with something. Hey, well, first, here's what gay means. All right, now here's Freedom Tunes does it again. The great Freedom Tunes. Hilarious stuff. Here's their take on it, clip two.
This cartoon is not for children.
Stop! What are you doing? This is the women's locker room.
How dare you! Do you know how many queer teenagers kill themselves every day because people like you exclude trans women from female spaces?
Oh, give me a break. Get out of here, you creeps.
Creeps? That's like four dead gay teenagers right there. How many more must die?
What? How is that possible?
That's just how it is. Step on a crack, break your mother's back. Don't let me see you naked. You're gonna kill a gay kid. Yep. So.
What?
Oh, how many gay kids have killed themselves before?
itching. No, stop! Don't let them manipulate you. The only ones in danger here are us.
Did I hear that someone's in danger?
We are. This man's trying to enter our locker room.
Ma'am, you're under arrest for attempted murder of gay teenagers everywhere.
What?
No, make her stay in here with us. For tolerance lessons. Yeah!
Are you all kidding me? He's holding a camera!
The camera identifies as a part of my body!
Oh yeah? What part?
My penis. Ah, crap!
In today's news, a brave and beautiful trans woman has just informed us that a Mexican stole her penis.
They took my penis!
And to be clear, you mean your camera, right?
No, they let me keep that.
Freedom Tunes does it again. Great stuff.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Donald Trump is the middle finger manifested in human form. And I think that the individuals who support him, you know, they might support him for other reasons as well. But I do think that one of the dominant reasons is that it's giving a middle finger to our political establishment, to our institutions. And a lot of Americans feel like those institutions and the political establishment has let them down, whether we're talking about the Democratic establishment or the Republican establishment.
Bingo! That's Anna Kasparian on the Young Turks. Yeah. Yeah, she gets it. All right, I got so much yet to cover. I don't know if we're going to have time for your phone calls today. I still have so much to cover. So many video clips, so many news. So let me just start digging into this stuff. Let's give a little bit of an example of what she's talking about. This was an MSNBC segment last night, and I was watching this. It was very interesting. And, I mean, there's not much integrity or sanity left on MSNBC. Alex Wagner might be the last potential case of it. And she's talking to people about where they stand right now with 2 weeks left of the election. She talked to some black voters about the recent Obama demanding you vote Democrat, how they felt about it in clip six.
And I just wonder for anybody who heard that, like what they thought of that.
I was deeply offended. And it felt like a moment where it's like, you N-words better get in line and do what we say. And it felt like him as the czar of the Democratic Party coming down to say, go get these N-words in line. And the general tone of it was disgusting. It was abhorrent. I don't respect it. I didn't like nothing about it. And Kamala, 2 days after that, is like, we love our black men. We have programs and things that we're rolling out for them. And she rolled out policy.
Good cop, bad cop. You know, because...
Well, I'm tired of the good cop, bad cop. I'm tired of it.
By the way, there's all sorts of stuff like this out there. We got another one coming up, but let's stick to the MSNBC clips here. Same segment last night with Alex Wagner talking to voters in Philadelphia, clip 27.
What are your feelings, and let me start with the women here, about Kamala Harris?
She's a woman of color. I'm not putting her down because of that, and I'm not putting her down because she's a woman. I'm not a feminist, so I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, I don't think that she has the personality. I don't think that she has what it takes to go up against Putin and go up against these other presidents that are built for this. I don't want to be scared because my president is scared. I want my president to feel secure and manly and about it.
We brought up gender, right? Like, do you think it matters that she's a woman and people aren't comfortable having a woman in a top leadership role?
No, I don't think that, because most men, they love their mothers. They love their wives. So as a woman, most men, they respect the woman. But she just don't have the qualification or the education to really run America. Ooh. Because she don't have the experience. She don't understand our struggles. Mm. And for me to believe you for another 4 years, you're crazy.
Right.
Like, you're crazy. You're saying the same thing that you said 4 years ago.
So the fact that she's the vice president,
that's
to you,
the
is
bottom line.
You're like, you've been here, you've had a chance.
Yes. Well, for me, the very first time I ever heard the name Kamala Harris, it was in association to locking up parents for a truancy. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever heard of her name. And I really didn't understand how this person claims to be a black woman, but yet she's locking up black women and black men and separating families.
This is a thing that is, Trump talks about this a lot. He says, you know, Kamala Harris became black when it was convenient.
Right.
Yep.
Can you talk to me about, do you agree with him on that? Do you feel like she's wearing her blackness?
Absolutely. When she sworn to the Senate, it was as the first Indian American.
Thank you.
Which is, it's fine. We don't care. Yeah.
We all know she's not black. Let's understand that. We are all clear of that. But my point of view is, like I told you earlier, she's already been there. She's in office right now.
You know what's amazing? One of the glaring contrasts between Republican voters and Democrat voters is, in specifically this case, Trump voters. Notice how informed they are. You see that? Notice how informed they are. How many liberal Democrats do you think know Kamala Harris was sworn in as the first Indian, first Asian American in the Senate as a DA in California? They don't know that. They can't be bothered to look that up. All they know is the propaganda that they get force-fed. Isn't that such a glaring contrast? Trump supporters are actually informed. Republican voters are actually informed. You bring this stuff up to liberal Democrats, they don't even know it exists. Every time. Every time. All right. Now, that's some sanity that MSNBC led on the air last night. Now, this, let's go back to our regularly scheduled insanity, MSNBC Feminists, here in 26.
So the contrast could not be more stark. Yes, we have a dismal economy, but we are also facing the prospect of fascism. And actually, the economy isn't even that dismal. Things are rebounding. But everyone is talking about the economy, but in fact, we are actually facing the real premise and specter of fascism.
I think on the economy, too, all the data suggests that that's not the case, but there's a feels issue with the economy.
The vibes
things
are poor.
Feel expensive. Yeah. People feel bad about it. And even if they don't feel bad about their personal economy, they feel bad or worry about their kids or their neighbors or others. And yes, that is throughout history, Angelo, a ripe climate for an autocrat, which is exactly what Project 2025 ushers in.
I've got 30 clips on my list today. We've gotten through maybe about half. I don't know if anything rivals that. I mean, that is crazy from Nicole Wallace. I don't know who that other bimbo is. Angela something? I don't know. Things just feel more expensive? What? Things feel more expensive, ladies and gentlemen. They feel more expensive. How much does Nicole Wallace make? Guys, see if you can find out. Nicole Wallace probably makes seven figures. For content like that, wow. I mean, that's brilliant stuff. Things feel more expensive. They feel more expensive. You look at your, you look at the price to fill up your gas tank, double what it was 4 years ago. No, it just feels that way. Oh. You go look at your grocery bill. 25, 30% more expensive than it was 5, 6 years ago. No, it just feels that way. You look at your energy costs. 30% more than what they were 6 years ago. No, no. It just feels that way. Yeah. Oh, it certainly does. It certainly does. Yeah, she's worth a couple million, so she probably doesn't make seven figures. She's up there, though. Oh, my gosh. Honestly. I mean, there's times I get a little zany on air. I'll say some stuff. The crew will laugh at me. Can you imagine? Can you imagine behind the scenes at MSNBC when Nicole Wallace goes on air and says, things just feel more expensive, but they're not really. And Democrats believe this. And they say, this is the kind of environment that creates an autocrat. Yeah, you're right. Morons like you on television making their viewing audience dumber. You're right. That does create a situation for an autocrat. And let me tell you, if Kamala Harris gets in the White House, folks, the pain inflicted on the American people is going to be unbelievable. You think it's bad under Biden. Kamala Harris is a vengeful bitch. It will be pain. She will get into that president and be thinking about how to inflict pain on people. She doesn't even know what she'll do. She's asked, hey, why do you want to be president? She can't answer. Hey, what policies will benefit the people? She can't answer. She just attacks Trump, attacks the opposition. They'll put you in prison, and Nicole Wallace will say, no, it just feels like you're in prison. Yeah, no kidding. All right. By the way, more from Kamala on the campaign trail. Does she sound confident here in clip 11?
And that we are going to ask, we all say, turn the page on an era that was about trying to have people point fingers at each other, trying to suggest that there are these issues that divide us when the most fundamental important issues we care about unify us. And so you all are putting that into action every moment of each day. You've been doing this work. We have 13 days to go. And I am so deeply thankful to you. You are having an impact on, for the most part, people that you may never end up meeting. Because your work here will impact people around the country. Understand that.
You know, Kamala Harris, she lives in the moment. You wish you had the level of chi that she's accomplished. You wish you had it. You can't even imagine how in the moment she is. But it's funny, isn't it? I gotta ask, speaking of being in the moment, what would be more gratifying at this point? The gratification, the satisfaction, the enjoyment of defeating Hillary Clinton in 2016 or beating Kamala Harris in 13 days? What would be more gratifying? To me, it's kind of an in-the-moment thing. To me, the answer is Kamala Harris. But you kind of remove it from the moment, and it's like, how could it be more gratifying than beating Hillary Clinton? Well, I mean, at least with Hillary, she was like a statesman. At least with Hillary, it was like she was a political powerhouse. I mean, this is just a dingbat. This is an empty suit, an empty skull. So I really don't know. I mean, who would be more satisfying to beat, Hillary Clinton or now Kamala Harris? Man. All right. Now, we had this lady on the Jones Show earlier this week. She's going to be joining us on this transmission coming up next week. And I don't even want to dig through my stacks here to try to find her name. I apologize to her. I forgot her name. But she'll be joining us next week. She goes in front of the city council in Chicago and just lays it down with her Trump hat on, surrounded by other residents in Chicago with their Trump gear on. And this is the kind of stuff happening at city councils all over blue cities in clip 10.
You're running the city to the ground. We've asked you over and over again to stop with the spending. We've told your cronies to stop with the spending. They won't stop you. They're letting you run ragged in here. They're letting you run the city through the ground. They won't stop you. So because of that, you're giving us no choice. We got to go to the federal level. Mm-hmm. We got to go to Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
He's made it clear what he's going to do. See, I got to have some help. I got to have some help. I can't let you and Cook County and the city take what my mother worked for and left for her children. Just because you feel like it? Just because the Democratic Party think they are that? Like they untouchables?
Mm-hmm.
This is America. You bringing these people over here that's from socialist countries and all this and that, and y'all think y'all gonna run that here.
Say that.
Mm-hmm.
Black America said, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
The true white Americans are saying, no, you're not. The true Latino, the true Asians are saying, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Brandon Johnson, from my heart to yours, Trump 2024.
Mm-hmm.
No more blue, no matter who.
That's Johnny right.
Donald J. Trump. Trump 2024. He's going to stop the bleeding. He's going to deal with this sanctuary city. And he's going to help us get you out.
Yeah.
Anybody out who wrong with you?
Right.
You think they're going to tear up Chicago?
Right.
Y'all getting out too. This is our city. You can sit there, think like you acting like you ain't paying attention, acting like it don't apply to you. Oh, yes, it does. You ain't untouchable either, Silverstein. We're coming for anybody who ain't about Chicago.
That's right.
You got that?
That's right.
2024, big baby.
That's right.
Go red!
Go red!
That's Miss Jessica Jackson. She's going to be joining us next week. I mean, that's just total power. Man, if we flip Chicago and flip Illinois... I mean, again, it's such a Democrat-corrupted state, but would that be big? Maybe it's possible. Maybe everything's possible. All right, now here's Dr. Umar Johnson, a black supremacist, but he doesn't fall for the Democrat bullcrap either. Rejecting interviews with Kamala, he explains why, clip 22.
And then remember, I got invited to do the interview with her. They wanted to pay me $15K. For Kamala Harris a couple months ago. So remember, some people were saying, well, did he make that up? I didn't make it up. They texted me and said we wanted to pay. And they was after me for a while. And I said, listen, it got to be live. They wanted an interview, but I wanted it live. You're not going to pre-record it and splice it because I know how y'all crackers woof. So I said, live interview, straight to the people. I don't want your money. I ain't for sale. I think they wanted to test to see if I was a money-hungry Negro. And I said, nah, let's do it. And they never called me back because they wasn't going to let her answer my questions live. Because she wouldn't have any answers. And I'm going to tell you this. This is what black people are not paying attention to. If Kamala Harris wins, we really going to catch hell. You know why? She going to make us pay for everybody who exposed the fact that she was never black. Do you feel me? She has a grudge and an axe to grind. Black people ain't getting shit if Kamala Harris get elected. You weren't going to get it anyway. Stay with me.
Yeah.
But it was a neutral neglect. You feel me? That would have been It would have been a benign neglect. Now it's a spiteful neglect. I'm going to get you ninjas back for exposing the fact that I was never black. Black people ain't going to get nothing.
I mean, folks, look. I'm saying it again because it's just the reality. This isn't 2016. It feels a lot more like 2016 than 2020, but the political awareness, the political information reaching critical mass is on levels we've never seen before. The support for Donald Trump is bigger than ever. Everybody sees it now. I'd say, you know, play by play, right now I got Trump winning. But, you know, again, I look at Georgia and I say, I don't know if he can win without Georgia. People just won't believe it. They just will not believe it. All right. We got more clips coming up. Some great stuff from J.D. Vance. Kamala flip-flopping on fracking. Some other election news. Some other headlines. So that is all coming up. Yeah, well, exactly. That's all coming up next. First, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you what's happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and that is the Alex Jones VIP Club. Are you a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club yet? In this critical time of uncertainty, we don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information that I'm about to relay to you is imperative. If you join the Alex Jones VIP Club today, here are some of the benefits. You get monthly membership credits. As a VIP member, you get $40 free store credit every month for the products at thealexjonesstore.com. You also get the best prices on the products, even bigger discounts than are already there. So you get lower prices. You get double entries in the giveaways, double entries into the giveaways like the Monster Truck raffle that's going on right now. You also have VIP exclusive giveaways only for VIP club members. You get early access to other products, promos, and giveaways, and free shipping on orders over $99. That's thealexjonesstore.com/VIP to become a member. All right. The Trump campaign just released this ad. Again, this should cost Kamala, Pennsylvania, but they'll probably steal it anyway. Flip-flopping on fracking, clip 15.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
I am committed to passing a Green New Deal and finally putting an end to fracking once and for all.
If they fail to act as President of the United States, I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal.
I am offering a Green New Deal that has been described as one of the most aggressive and progressive.
Well, he's going to bring the Green New Deal up for a vote.
Yeah, I will vote for it. It is a resolution. I believe that the underlying principles behind it are sound and important.
What is the solution for voters who have jobs and interests in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition into the jobs of the future.
Can we afford it?
Of course we can afford it. It's not about a cost.
So she can pretend that she never said she wanted to ban fracking, but she did multiple times. All right, let's look at some of these headlines here quickly before we take this break. Oh, so just as the media was telling the Democrats to do, just as Kamala Harris was suggesting, they're now doing it. Justice Department warns Elon Musk that his $1 million giveaway to register voters may be illegal. Folks, if it was illegal, they would charge him. It's not. So the Department of Justice is literally just a political wing now of the Democrat Party. It's weaponized against the political opposition of the Democrats, and now it's even throwing out warning shots and propaganda. Bullying and intimidation from the DOJ saying, knock it off, Elon, or we'll get you. Wow. Unbelievable bullying and intimidation from the Biden DOJ. Oh, it may be illegal. If it was illegal, you'd charge him. That's just crazy. Donald Trump files FEC complaint against far-left British Labour Party and Harris Walz campaign for illegal foreign contributions and election interference. That's right. It's them engaging in foreign collusion. Oh, the irony. After all these years, it's the Democrats engaging in foreign collusion and election interference. McDonald's quarter pounder E. coli outbreak prompts CDC investigation. So Donald Trump does a massive campaign event at McDonald's. It was so huge. So now the CDC is investigating McDonald's. And then they, I'm sure behind the scenes, said, hey, we'll back off, but you need to come out and say you're not endorsing Trump. And then, okay, CDC announces investigation. And then McDonald's comes out and says, oh, we're not endorsing Trump. So two wings of the Biden administration, the CDC and the DOJ, throwing their weight around to influence an election. Weaponizing the government to influence an election. Everything they accuse Trump of, they do. right in front of your face.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexshowstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again murdered out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it, like saw palmetto, that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexshowstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Infowars.com/show. Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
That's one only for the people watching the show. If you're listening, you missed out on that one. I don't even want to say it. I don't even want to say that. But good meme. Pretty funny. Probably true. All right. J.D. Vance continues to grow on me. He continues to grow on the American people. He's got to be the most relatable politician I think we've seen, at least at this high of a level, potentially as the vice president. And so he was on the Theo Von podcast and was just fantastic. First, perhaps most importantly, he talks about releasing the Epstein list, clip three.
Everybody in politics has a vice that's much worse than alcoholism, is the way that I put it. But we
release the list.
Seriously, we need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
More of that. Say that every day. Trump should say it every day on the campaign trail. Vance should say it every day on the campaign trail. And then after you say it every day for a week, say, hey, where does Kamala Harris stand on the Jeffrey Epstein list? That'd be my play. That'd be how I play it. Now, here he talks about, this is a longer clip, I don't know if we'll play the whole thing, how we should be using the U.S. military not overseas, but at the border dealing with the drug cartels and the cartels running their criminal operations at the border in clip four.
And why is it so bad? Like, what do you know a lot about the fentanyl crisis?
I mean, I know a fair amount about it. You know, I've worried about it for a long time. I've worked on bills related to it. I mean, there are two basic issues, right? And it's like, you know, any business, there's a manufacturer, there's a wholesaler, and then there's the retail, right? And you know, with fentanyl, it's not. You can't like make fentanyl in a trailer in somebody's basement, right? That's like, it's not like meth. It takes a really complicated, pretty sophisticated pharmaceutical process. So we know that a lot of it, maybe even most of it, the Chinese are making, meaning Chinese companies, not like necessarily the Chinese government, but they sure as hell know about it. And then they bring it in primarily through the southern border. And the Mexican drug cartels are like the wholesalers, right? If the Chinese pharma's the manufacturer, the drug cartels are bringing it wholesale style, and then it makes it in the street level.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's really crazy, man. Like, I was talking to a DEA agent about this a couple years ago, and I think this was in 2022. He was like, look, a few years ago, the cartels were making less than $1 billion a year. And he's like, in 22, 23, we think they'll make $14 billion a year.
Wow.
So like an explosion of drug trafficking in this country. And yeah, you hear about stories, and I don't think it happens that much, thank God, but somebody smokes a joint, it's laced with fentanyl, they go into a coma.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have seven friends, and not even just like estranged people, yeah. You know, like, but not all best friends.
Sure.
But I have seven friends that overdosed and died from fentanyl.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me.
Right. And with harder stuff, it happens a lot. Like, I think you hear about it being laced in marijuana, but like not that much.
Yeah.
But I mean, your point about cocaine, pills, like, you have to be careful. Like, well, seriously,
it's a huge thing.
It's an unbelievable crisis.
And it's like, yeah, you'd think that I don't know how you fight something like that. Maybe we need to have like a head of like the DEA or something on. Maybe he would be able to help, or she would be able to help us figure that out a little bit more.
I think that'd be a very interesting conversation. But I think you've got to, go to it at the heart. Mm-hmm. And something, you know, Trump did towards the end of his administration doesn't get a whole lot of headlines. Obviously, I'm biased. I think it should get headlines. Is he was using economic leverage to try to convince the Chinese to crack down on fentanyl manufacturing. Because if you get it at the source, right, that's, I think, really the way to address it.
Oh, there's fentanyl in half the bookshelves they make over there, dude. You put a fucking half a set of dictionaries and that bitch will give way.
But you do that, you go after the drug cartel.
Let me just pause that real quick and explain something here. The cartels are the ones bringing in the fentanyl from the southern border, okay? And they work with mostly U.S. gangs. And this is what I met multiple fentanyl dealers when I was in prison. They told me how the whole thing works. And, you know, most of them actually kind of feel bad. You will get a big sentence if you're busted with fentanyl. I mean, you'll get a big sentence. And they will put you in prison for just some marijuana and all kind of people in there for marijuana, cocaine. I mean, you name it. They got these like ghost drug charges where they don't even have to catch you with drugs. If somebody says that you sold it to them, they'll just bust you for selling it. So I heard all kinds of stories, but fentanyl, they hit you hard. And sometimes what they'll do is if they can trace the source of the fentanyl that killed somebody to you, then they'll use that and say, you know, your fentanyl killed this person. And a lot of them actually feel bad about it. I mean, at least that's what they say. Maybe, you know, after they're in prison for a couple months or years. But this is how it goes. It gets into Mexico. Maybe sometimes it's from China. Maybe sometimes it gets manufactured in Mexico. And the cartels working with the gangs in mostly the West Coast. I mean, they work out nationwide, but, you know, they're basically most of them are in the West Coast, most from California. And they will bring in the fentanyl to the Mexican cartels, to the United States gangs. And then the gangs will use the fentanyl to lace all these other drugs to make them more potent. So that you think it's the most potent cocaine or most potent crack or whatever it is you're doing, even marijuana. And you think some people just smoke straight fentanyl. And you think, well, this is the best source. They have the most potent drugs, so I'm going to go to these guys. And so that's how they do it. It's well known. It's well documented. And most of these mules, I mean, you meet the mules, they get caught, they get arrested. Especially if you cross an international border, then it's even a bigger sentence. And all these mules, that's what they do. Almost all of the fentanyl is coming in over the southern border. Almost all of it. And you can go, I mean, how many stories have there been? Border Patrol busts, massive fentanyl bust enough to kill everybody in Los Angeles. Now, most of this stuff is probably exaggerated, but the point is, we know where it's coming from. And it's the wide open southern border. How many Americans have died from a fentanyl overdose? So I don't want to play the rest of it. He goes on. And this is, you know, this is said in jest from Theo Vaughn, who, I mean, I don't know too much about him. I don't know if it would be fair to say he was a drug addict, certainly a user. He admits to that basically in this clip. So this is kind of said in jest, but at the same time, not to promote drug use, obviously, but at the same time, it's like it kind of hits home to an extent. Talking about drug use in America and why he doesn't use drugs anymore here in clip 5.
I don't know if I'd be sober if this stuff weren't killing people, to be honest with you. I know that's sad to say, but that keeps me out of the risk of it. You know, it just makes it too...
Makes it a little scarier.
Yeah, that's the thing. It makes it scarier.
Yeah.
But it's also sad that somebody... I mean, this is ridiculous to say probably that somebody can't... You know, you can't even do cocaine in this country anymore, you know? And that seems like a crazy thing to say, and don't say it. Don't say that. But I said it. But yeah. But don't say that anymore.
I'm going to steal that line. After the election, though, man.
No.
We got to win first.
It's unfortunate.
You can't even do cocaine in this country anymore. So, again, the whole thing was fantastic. J.D. Vance just is the most normal guy I think we've seen in politics. You can't even do cocaine in this country anymore. So, again, it's not to advocate drug use, but, I mean, it's pretty well known. Cocaine was extremely popular in the 80s, probably like the level of popularity that marijuana is now. And, I mean, I'm no choir boy here. I went to parties in college. I know plenty of people that used cocaine. I know plenty of people that habitually used cocaine. I don't know anybody that ever died from it. And I never had any fear that somebody was going to die from doing cocaine at a party. Now that's like a real thing. Now it's like, you know, friends that are doing cocaine and bringing cocaine to parties. It's a whole different world. Whole different world now. Yeah, you might go in there and take a bump or snort a line of cocaine. Boom, fentanyl, you're dead. So it's like, yeah, it's a joke. Nobody's advocating drug use. But it's like
kind of real at the same time. You can't even do cocaine in this country anymore.
Guys, how many people, see if we can get a number on that real quick. It's probably zero when I was a kid. It's probably zero. So people might have OD'd, but they weren't dying from fentanyl. If you were, the cruisers in my ear talking about ODing in the 80s. If you OD on cocaine, that's a totally different story than snorting a line of cocaine and dying from fentanyl, is what I'm saying. See if we can find, see, now the crew's basically scolding me saying people have been dying from drug use all the time. Okay, I'm not advocating drug use. I'm not denying that. I'm saying a kid at a party who might want to try to do cocaine, whenever it was not risking snorting a line and dying from fentanyl, is what I'm saying. Probably thousands of fentanyl deaths are happening now. It used to be zero. So whatever, if I'm taking the L on this, the crew's giving me the L. They're saying I'm taking the L on this. Again, I'm not advocating drug use here, but it's funny, but it's like true. You can't even do cocaine. You might die from fentanyl now. That's how messed up the country is. So are you guys just not even going to give me the numbers on fentanyl? Is that what you're doing to me now too? Wow, the crew really not liking this segment. So let's just move on. No. We'll just move on. How many deaths? Here we go. No. Well, that's cocaine deaths. So look at that. The cocaine deaths have basically gone straight up. Or that's by opioids or cocaine. This isn't, you guys aren't giving me what I want. We're done. No. You're not giving me the information I want. Wow. I'm just have to move on. It was a good clip, though. It was funny. Can't even do cocaine in this country anymore. That's funny. Even J.D. Vance laughed at that. And I can't get anything from the crew here? I can't get any cooperation? Good Lord. I got to move on. Unbelievable. All right, let's get into the election. Let's just get into the election then. Okay. North Carolina, early voting, having problems. Local news report, clip 8.
And for Scott Wickersham, in an election that's expected to be tight, every ballot counts. But it wasn't until Channel 9 got involved that one man got his vote back.
Enthused about voting early, Connor Brennan says he got quite the shock Tuesday when he took his lunch break to go cast a ballot at the Bank of America Stadium site.
To think of how easy it was for this to happen, it's thought-provoking.
When he thought he would be headed back to the booth, the poll worker instead told him he actually could not vote.
So somehow someone went to early vote, had my first name, last name, date of birth, and changed my address, and was able to vote as me.
That's very alarming.
It's very alarming.
The situation, understandably, raised all kinds of suspicions.
Is it just the voting part, or do I have a bigger problem with the identity theft piece?
He says he left not knowing where to turn, and also wondering if he would be able to participate at all in the upcoming election.
All they could offer up at the time was that I filled out a provisional ballot.
But as we were interviewing Connor, I received a return call from Mecklenburg County Elections Director Michael Dickerson. After explaining the situation, Dickerson did some digging.
Yeah. Is that your correct?
No, that's not my...
That's not his correct.
Finally, an answer for this very concerned voter. There's another Connor Brennan in Charlotte, but that person has a different date of birth and address.
So what they did was put that in as this new one in as you.
Yeah.
Huh. That's odd.
How much of this involves human error?
It's all human error.
Dickerson explains election workers incorrectly associated our Connor's information with one that voted in South End.
Well, what should have happened was back here, we should have noticed it before it went out.
that this is a different date of birth.
Dickerson says the other voters' ballot is fine, and this Connor Brennan is now cleared to vote.
The good thing was we had a paper trail, a record of everything that went through there, so we could easily correct.
So I've been listening to a lot of discussion on this topic of early voting. I don't really like early voting. I don't really advocate for early voting. And I've kind of been listening to some discussions on both sides. And I will say the strongest argument that I've heard in favor of early voting, and that's a perfect example, is you never know what kind of errors can happen. You could show up and have the same thing happen. Oh, you've already voted, and then you have to go through some process to be cleared to vote again. You could show up to vote on election day, and there might be all kinds of errors. They might shut the place down. So, again, I don't like all these new voting things because I think it's all right for corruption. But if there's an argument for early voting, you know, maybe that's it. That's the strongest one I've heard, and there's a perfect example of why. I mean, probably even stronger than avoiding the long lines. If you think the early voting gives the cheaters the margins they need to know to cheat, that's a concern. But if you think, well, I might run into a situation on election day where I can't even vote, then there's an example right there. Now, in Minnesota, which not many, if anybody's really expecting Trump to win, if you don't have any shenanigans, maybe he does. Maybe here's some proof. A Minnesota bakery has been conducting a cookie poll, and Trump is winning the cookie poll by nearly 3,000 votes. Quick report, clip 18. Oh, it's not a report, it's just a video.
Yeah,
okay. So there you go. All right. So Trump winning the cookie poll in Minnesota. But, you know, you do have a large Arab population in Minnesota, Michigan. Maybe it swings it for Trump. Maybe that's hopeful thinking because the Democrats run those states and, you know, get away with anything. And I just expect what we saw in 2020 to happen again in the states that the Republicans haven't had legal victories. But you know what? I think I'll do an update tomorrow. I think I'm going to do an update tomorrow. We'll do an Electoral College update tomorrow is what we'll do. By the way, here's Joe Biden. We mentioned this earlier. Let's show you the clip. Joe Biden saying we have to lock Trump up in clip 20.
He is talking about doing away with the entire Department of Education. He's talking. He means it. This is not a joke. This is a guy who also wants to replace every civil servant, every single one. Thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be,
that was the Supreme Court ruling
case, to actually eliminate, physically eliminate, shoot, kill someone who is he believes would be a threat to him.
What?
I mean,
what does this even mean?
So I know this sounds bizarre.
It does.
Sounds like I said this 5 years ago. You'd lock me up. We got to lock him up.
And they cheer.
Politically,
and they're trying to lock him up. And then he's like, I just mean politically. Yeah, oops. No, we know what you meant. They're the ones trying to kill him, lock him up, destroy him, try to stop you from voting for him. By the way, here he is shuffling, ignoring the, they caught up with him getting off of Air Force One. They tried to get clarification on that statement. Just roll clip 12 here. This is a man, he can't, look, he's not running anymore, so it's over. But, I mean, just look at the state of this guy. He can't even walk. It's the Biden shuffle. Do the Biden shuffle. All right. That's enough. All right. Here's some interesting news out of Maricopa County. That's Arizona. That's Phoenix, Arizona. If we have voting machines and it still takes weeks to get the results, then why do we have voting machines? Listen to what they're saying in Arizona. Shenanigans, already shenanigans, clip 24.
Anyway, very tight races here. In fact, Maricopa County setting the stage that tabulating all these votes may not be an election night thing. It may take days.
Wow. Well, 12 News journalist Colleen Sikora explains that county leaders are asking voters for patience and to be prepared.
Tight races, high interest in the election, and a two-page ballot are leaving Maricopa County officials warning of lines on election day and also warning it's going to take them 10 to 13 days to tabulate results. two pages, and an average of 79 contests per ballot.
We are expecting heavy turnout this year, and so that's why we're really encouraging people to vote early.
2 weeks out from Election Day, and some votes are in.
More than 400,000 people have cast their ballot in Maricopa County.
That's out of an anticipated 2.1 million voter turnout this year.
We are seeing a little bit of a lag of where we were in 2020, but the last few days we've actually seen an uptick in turnout, so I am expecting that we will start approaching very close to those 2020 numbers.
What can impact the amount of results released and when? Early ballots dropped off on Election Day.
Our races will be close.
And on Election Day, lines are expected, even with an increase in vote centers and voting booths at those vote centers.
If you're going to vote on Election Day, vote in person and use that on-site tabulator so that those votes will be tabulated on that evening, as opposed to dropping off your early ballot on Election Day.
The county adding more high-speed tabulators, more election workers.
We're increasing staffing at our ballot processing as well because, again, we're handling double the number of the sheets of paper.
Why?
And so we are looking to both have extra shifts, night shifts, if necessary, in ballot processing, and then in the next
step. There's plenty of people that try to become poll workers. You deny them.
And that's through tabulation.
But tabulation expected to take time.
We do expect that it will take between 10 and 13 days to complete tabulation.
I mean, guys, this is just a joke. It's a joke. So I think we all know what that translates to, don't we? Good news is there's a path to victory without Arizona, but it requires Georgia, where they're going to pull the same shenanigans. Oh, my. Oh, my. Meanwhile, because Kamala Harris can't even get support from her own people, folks. Los Angeles Times won't endorse Kamala Harris for president. Kamala Harris dealt blow by home state newspaper. Ladies and gentlemen, the Los Angeles Times endorsed Kamala Harris for district attorney. The Los Angeles Times endorsed Kamala Harris for Senate. They endorsed Kamala Harris for VP. And they won't endorse her for president. Wow. They're all complaining about Elon Musk throwing billions of dollars at this election. What about Bill Gates? Says he has backed Kamala Harris with a $50 million donation. Wonder if we'll be hearing about any of that or any of this. Bill Gates' lawsuit for vaccination damage continues. Judges find themselves competent. Bill Gates loses and will have to appear before the Dutch court standing trial in the Netherlands for COVID vaccine injury. You know, I've got this heartbreaking story here. We'll take it to the end of the show, clip 30.
The DTaP. The HIB, the polio.
How old is that at this stage?
4 months. 4 months.
I mean, it's very hard to see it.
Yeah.
It's your beautiful boy's life is destroyed.
Yep.
Do right. They, I mean, you've just been sitting staring. Is this what their life is like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry to be so blunt,
but
I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah. This is it. They're 2-year-olds, 2-month-olds. You know, they're frozen in time. The shots froze them in time.
Let's just say a 2-month well baby visit. There's a DPT. That's 3 shots, 3 antigens. HIB, Prevnar, Hep B, polio, rotavirus. 6 shots, 8 antigens.
Other people who couldn't even come onto the bus, who had to stay outside the bus, and we had to move all of our equipment outside and interview them there.
All right, folks.
We are going to
it's just
them.
Heartbreaking. You see this, what they're doing to the kids. It's just soul crushing. I couldn't imagine it as a parent. Just make informed decisions, folks. All right. We take a 21-hour break here on the InfoWars War Room. We'll see you tomorrow.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Infowars.com/show.